Have you had any humble pie lately? Some of you may be thinking, nope, I've had apple. Well, it's not something that your grandmother makes. Humble pie is a good dose of humility that is served up when we are caught needing to take a step back and admit we were wrong, or that our perspective or thoughts were not quite accurate. I think the world would be a better place if we all had a slice. The Bible says in James that God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. In Colossians 3, we are told to clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. We know walking in humility and being humble is a good thing. But man, in those moments when we are taken down a notch in some way, it's never easy to swallow our pride and accept a serving of humble pie. Oh, but we love sitting on the throne, don't we? We like being in control. It's the God complex. I've got it. I have it all figured out. Don't tell me I don't. Don't tell me I'm wrong. I'm the king or queen of my world, and God is not. I know better than God. Well, that's the original sin playing out, isn't it? Pride. God hates pride. King Solomon, the wisest and richest man to ever live, said himself in Proverbs 16, "Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." It's a given, cause and effect. Live pridefully. At some point, you will fall, and we'll have a helping of humble pie. There is a great example of this in the Bible, in the book of Daniel. There was a king named Nebuchadnezzar. He was over one of the most famous cities in the ancient world, Babylon. It was a wonder. The walls of the city were 387 feet high and 85 feet wide. Four chariots could be driven side by side along the top of the walls of the city. 1.2 million people lived within this powerful city. The mighty Euphrates River flowed through it, so gardens, palm groves, orchards, and farmlands were plentiful and provided food for the city. King Nebuchadnezzar built for his wife the magnificent Hanging Gardens of Babylon, one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. Nebuchadnezzar was at the top of his game. He was a powerful king, living in and leading a powerful, very famous, and prosperous city. He felt untouchable. God's people, the Israelites, were in captivity under his rule. During this time, God gave King Nebuchadnezzar a dream. It scared him. None of the wise men in his kingdom could figure it out, so he called on the young, wise Jewish captive named Daniel. It wasn't good news. The dream was a warning to the king of what would happen if he didn't break away from sin, pursue righteousness, and show mercy to the poor. Well, the king did not heed the warning. Pride, remember? He felt untouchable. He walked around his kingdom saying, "Look what I have built by my mighty power and for the honor of my majesty." In that very moment, his dream became reality. He went crazy, was driven out, ate grass with the oxen, his hair and nails grew out wild, and basically, he was taken down a notch. Humble pie. The king eventually came to his senses. He blessed God and was restored to his kingdom, and even greater than before. After that very humbling experience, he had this to say, Daniel 4:37. "Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt and glorify the King of heaven, because everything he does is right and all his ways are just. And those who walk in pride, he is able to humble." Straight from the mouth of a very humbled Nebuchadnezzar. God is just. Everything he does is right. His ways are just. And those who walk in pride, he is able to humble. That's the truth. Do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with God. Don't be blinded by pride or live life with a God complex. If you do, a big slice of humble pie could be just around the corner waiting for you. I'm Lori Klein.